Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful.
Spirits live on. And that's the most important thing to us. It's quite the realization. It's quite the thing to face. Now, we should pray more on the broadcast. And when I pray privately, I get much more connected to God, and it's a private thing, but God has told me I should pray publicly. And then I try to hold back, and it's not like I'm embarrassed. It's just that my relationship with God is very private. And at the same time, I realize God's the only way out of this, so we should put God front and center. So God tells me to pray in public, I'll do it. And I guess I just got to get over it. But I don't pray out loud, so it's not, I never ask for anything. I just connect with God. I get a download. So it's hard to talk while you're getting a download and to open up the gate and to be in the presence of that. It's obnoxious to even talk. So I get prayers are great. It's kind of a low-level thing people do around the table. It's important to do, but I'm great at interrupting guests when they're not on topic, but I'm not good at interrupting God. Perhaps I can channel part of that. But that's an awesome task, and that's actually what I do. Little fractals, little bits of God's wisdom matriculate down through my imperfect vessel. But, hey, we got Jonathan held over. But some stations don't carry the segment. Just hold over again, John. And we'll come back to you in a minute here. You know, God wants us to ask for things, though. And you know, not ask for win a lottery ticket, not ask to. You know what's so awesome about prayer? My prayers always get answered. But it's so strange to ask, though. It's an awesome thing. And the Bible says what two of you agree upon earth is done in heaven. I have prayed only three times with my Father. And instant results. There's something about praying with your father or your mother or your children. That's why they want the churches shut down during the lockdowns, because it opens the gate, folks. There's real, I mean, to say power is a joke. It's fathomless. It's unmeasurable. It's unlimited. But you've got to be in alignment, and it's not black magic. It's the opposite, but there is a price to pay. And so when you open the gates interdimensionally, it has serious ramifications. We're going to open the gate when we come back. navigate. Stay with us. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. Your call. You know, to me, prayer is an affirmation of accepting a mission. I don't see prayer from my spiritual life that is my real life as a request. I see it as a acceptance and as a opening the gate to receive God's will. That to me is prayer. So I don't ask for things in prayer. Very rarely have I. And it's frightening the fact that when I have said the prayers that are in alignment with God, it has happened very quickly. All right? So this is what the enemy fears. They don't like this. This is what they, above all, know will defeat them. And so, again, it's such a big deal to me. It's I'm like a guy at the edge of a cliff right here. Prayer is not a game, okay? God's real, and unlike Satan, who tries to manipulate you and rape you and force his way on you, God is the complete opposite. God wants a relationship with us. We are the bride. He is the groom. that's beyond sexual. But with Satan, it's the same way. It's a sexual assault on the psyche. With God, it's completely different. And it's not a God's having sex with you. It's more like God is getting you to procreate and build life and accept God's program. And we're the egg, and you know God is the other information that we accept, and then it happens. And so everything is Genesis. Everything is procreation. And so to pray to God is to interface with God. It's not just something you do before you eat dinner as some quick ritual. It is the most powerful, important thing by light years you will ever do. So I skip this break coming up. I'm not building this up. This is a big deal for me, okay? Because I just receive, okay? But God wants us to reach out. God has told me to pray and to ask God for things. So this is my directive, and I will do it. And God said, pray publicly. And it's been very strong on my heart. And I'm sure I'll get better at this as we go, but I will do the best, because I'm a very humble person in front of God. I think you all are as well. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gift of consciousness. We are so thankful for all the beauty and all the goodness you've given us. And we are so sorry that we have not followed your directions. And we humbly ask you to forgive us, please. And to help us save the children and the innocents. Please help us. We know we deserve to be judged as adults, and we understand whatever your sentence for us is just, and we accept that. But the name of the children and the innocents, please give us the direction we need to stop this and to be strong. We know you give us free will. We understand it's a decision we make, but we ask you to come into our hearts and lead, guide, and direct us. We ask you for discernment against the enemy. We ask you for direction. We ask you to raise us up, though we're imperfect vessels, against the enemy. And to guide us on our missions. And we ask you, and we seek your face humbly, and we repent to heal our land and to heal us. And to give us the greatest amount of protection that you can give us if it's in your plan. If it's in your plan, we know you work in mysterious ways. And if we were to be destroyed today, it's a blessing. We thank you for everything. We ask you, let this cup pass from us. Your son paid the price that it would pass for us. We ask you to pour your spirit out on the earth, and we will be, as best as we can, as failed servants, instruments of your will to carry this out. We know we have free will, but we ask you willingly to take us over and to remake us in your image and to sanctify us and to raise us up so that we might be on the front lines of the fight against this evil. And we know that means a physical cost to our bodies, to our families, that we choose this war. And we ask that you commission us in this fight now. In the name of your Son and your sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. That's my prayer. Let's go to Minnesota. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, not every day you can, say, I just got to share a prayer with Alex Jones. That's, I'm putting that one right in the bucket list. No one's taking that one away from me.
Not every day I get to talk to Chuck in Minnesota, brother. I love you. God loves you. What a beautiful spirit and soul God created. You are fearful. You are. The Bible says, like, every new soul God creates is frightening in its potential. Like, God is creating something that, if it serves evil, is a monster. But for good, is so powerful. Every exact quote, but it's, we are fearfully made. Guys, pull the quote up. We are fearfully made. I mean, it is, when God made us, God knew He was creating. Look what we envision, we build. This is just the beginning. Go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was going to come in and give the old Alex Jones roar, but I don't want to kill the moment here, man. But so I just kind of wanted to thank you for kind of really explaining. I'm just sending a lot of people to the whole Israeli situation. I'm like, hey, put your phone down for 15 minutes. Just let him and Reese just explain it to you a little bit. Give you the backstory on it, because everyone keeps coming to me. I'm like, I'm just an info warrior, man. Like,
the only backstory you need to know is that Biden just sent $100 million to Hamas. He won't declare them terrorists. We're told it's a national security situation, and they gave $6 million to the Iranians. It's all contrived.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Destroys your fertility. You can put a gun to my head and say, kill this baby or I'll blow your brains out and say, pull the trigger. Well, it's the same thing, but see, they're spiritually capturing the medical system, brother, to do this. I appreciate your call. I should have made a bigger deal about that. Like on Monday, I spent 20 minutes on it. Hey, re-pull me stuff for Monday. Look at your text messages for me. I mean, I didn't know about that bounty. It was in the federal documents, like $40,000 for every pediatrician, for every 100 children. They give the COVID shot to. You think the government's paying that because they like the... No. They're sterile. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, my God. I mean, but see how they make the evil palatable. Oh, it's medical. Oh, it's a bonus. Oh, it's a, you know. Remember OxyContin? They had bonuses for doctors that got people addicted to heroin or synthetic heroin. Like, oh, that's an evil company. Those are lightweights compared to this. So there has been a taking over the medical system. It's almost complete. And it's coming for you. And why would anybody sign on to that? I mean, if I hypothetically, and I'm not saying I do this, it's hypothetical, I would never do this. If I put on a mask and stole a car so I know my car was, didn't have my cell phone on me, there's ways to do it, and I pulled into a bank, and I walked in and said, put the money in the bag, and then I went ahead and just shot a couple tellers for fun. For maybe $20,000. And I killed a couple of tellers because it made me feel big. Did you shoot them right in the head? That's the satanic energy. I got the will. I'm doing it. I'm the boss. It's fun. They get $40,000 for every 100 children they inject with that. They're going to have heart problems, blood clots, death. Got stacks of articles on it today. But see, oh, it's a white lab coat. It's okay. It's like Sam Bankman-Fried and the crypto fraud came out in court. He sent emails around saying, wear mismatched socks, look disheveled. That makes people think we're non-threatening. I told you, Bill Gates, the pink sweaters, all of it. They were in black uniforms. Or imagine you walk to the doctor, they're wearing a Count Dracula outfit with a red cape and fangs. Hello, I'll take those shots right over here. You'd leave. But it's like, I'm a liberal. I'm Sam Bankman Free. You know? Oh, it's for the children. It's like, yeah. I'm gay. I'm Tim Cook. I run death camps in China. Oh, I'm Tim Cook. Oh, look, I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm wearing a pink sweater. I'm Bill Gates. It's like, well, then obviously this is non-threatening. And they have memos on it. And I knew they had memos. Now they've come out. Memos.
I'm Tim Cook. I run death camps, but I like ding-dongs. So it's okay.
Why'd you bet on shows? Well, he's just bad.
He's not like me. I like ding-dongs, so I have death camps, big deal. We take their organs, too. But I'm Tim Cook. I'm gay, did I tell you? I'm gay. It's okay. I'm Sam Bankman-Fried. I run scams to steal billions, but I wear mismatched socks and have dandruff.
Well, you must not be put together if you're got dandruff all over you. Let me run your life. Fine, Sam, run my life. Fine, Tim Cook, run my life. Hey, he wears a black turtleneck. He's gay. Run death camp. See how it's liberal. It's loving. It's fun. What's the
What's he going to do to you? He's a self-centered nobody. And he'll be buried in hell with his billions of dollars. You want to get as far away from Tim Cook and the rest of these people as you can. Because they're going to burn. Lewis in Virginia, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. It's Louise.
I'm sorry. You know, my eyes are going on. I got to get glasses. So the thing's like 40 feet away, but go ahead.
That's okay. You came close. I've been listening for many years, the first time I ever got through. So I'm happy about that. I want to thank you for everything you've done, you know, and your whole crew. I just wanted to make a comment and a recommendation. One is I saw your interview with Stu Peters, and I think that he's got a pretty good handle on Zionism and on the Middle East. And I read two books many years ago that informed my view on the topic, and I wanted to recommend them to you and your listeners. One is the book Theft of a Nation, it was published in 1982 by William W. Baker, who was a biblical scholar and archaeologist. And the second book is The Zionist Connection by Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, who was an anti-Zionist Jew and scholar and historian. That was published in 1978. And I hope you'll get a chance to read them, and your listeners too.
So what's your view on the current conflict?
I agree that we should just stay out of it. You know, we shouldn't be sending money to anybody. And it's, I'm not very good at talking impromptu, but, you know, I just agree that we should stay out of it. I'm a non-interventionist. And that's it.
All right, thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, I think Stu Peters means well. I think he's a good person. And I think he's just pissed and raging at the system. So that's why I had him on to give his perspective. And I'm going to give the Israeli perspective. I'm going to give the Hamas perspective. I'm going to talk about it. But here's the most important point. Our government's given tens of billions of dollars to the Islamists. They're opened our borders up to them. They won't declare them terrorists, but it's a national security emergency. We've got to go to war immediately. It's a fraud from the beginning. And just like our government gets more power and more weapon sales and more control and more domestic control off fighting with the Muslims while they fund them, Israel does too. But that doesn't mean the average Jew is a doctor or an auto repair person or in their military. So the one thing I know about people is I could go to Israel and this person would like me and this person wouldn't like me. So I don't judge whole groups of people. You judge people off what they're individually doing. But obviously, Israel's a Rothschild New World Order project. And I know Hitler had a deal with the Jews and a bunch of them to send them there. The Russians had a deal. And there's a bunch of biblical, messianic, Illuminati, Merovingian weirdness going on in this larger plan. And so that's why I expose it and why I talk about it and why I call them like I see it. We're going to go to break. We're going to Tyler. And we're going to go to everybody else that's patiently holding, like Misty and Michael and so many others. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. That's the most important thing. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book, and things. Just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To that. Tyler in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Before I get to what I was going to say, I just want to tell you your body's works really great. I have degenerative disc in my back that I inherited from my mother, and it just knocks it right out when I'm having neck pain this time of year. But to get to what I was going to say, if anybody's faith is languishing, here's a faith booster for you. Earlier today, Alex, you said that prayer, and during the break, just before it, and I know the delay is about a minute, I was saying a very, very, very similar prayer. And when I heard you say it, I just knew we were united in Christ, all of us. And then all this stuff going on, I'll tell you, the Spirit's strong today, Alex.
It is strong, brother.
Well, I hope the best for InfoWars. I hope the best for America, the whole world, really. We all just need to keep doing this.
Can you believe how the whole New World Order is out in the open now? Everything the Bible said would happen, it's just right there. It's so clear, and so many people reject it and don't realize that God's the answer.
Oh, I know. I know. It's nuts. It really is.
Well, anything else, Tyler?
Well, I pretty much covered everything, I think. I guess I'll be seeing you. Good luck, man.
Thank you, brother. Michael in Arizona, Army vet. Give us your take on the crazy times. Go ahead, Michael.
I think it's Michelle.
Michelle, I'm getting every female name into male names today. Michelle, go ahead.
It's all good. It's all good. So, hey, I just wanted to call in and express my thanks to you, and I just wanted to let you know, I don't want to get teary, but your discussion about prayer just a little bit ago really struck me, and I just wanted to share something with you real quick. Many people long for God to do a significant work in their life. However, they try to bypass the love relationship. The love relationship is why God created you. That is far more important to Him than what you do for Him. Anticipate that the first thing God will do in your life is to draw you into an intimate love relationship with Himself. When your love relationship with God is as it should be, He will begin giving you assignments at His initiative. Whenever it seems that God is not doing anything fresh in your life, focus on the love relationship and stay there until God gives you a new assignment. And I just wanted to say, you know, you know what your assignment is, Alex. And I think those of us who praise Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He is the light of the world. He is the rock that we stand on. God is on the throne. None of this garbage happening in our world today and in our country is going beyond Him. He knows everything that's happening. He knows what's happening. He is the God that puts kings on the throne. And, you know, God is in control. And prayer is how we get that love relationship with our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And our Holy Spirit that dwells within us as believers is our comfort, is our guide, is our support, and we all need to remember that because I am a nurse. I was an Army nurse, and I am still a civilian nurse. And when I see what is happening in the field, the profession I chose, like your previous caller that was talking about his mother being in the hospital and the garbage that nurse said to him about, if we want your opinion, we'll ask you, that's garbage. It's garbage. I'm infuriated with the people in my profession pulling.
Well, when
their
they take somebody's right, they take their own rights.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm
when
so
you protect somebody's rights, you're protecting yourself, and that's what the evil ones don't get. When you trample on a right, you trample on yourself. That's what chivalry is. We don't kill women and children because we don't want ours killed. It's not a wimpy thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And this whole COVID nonsense and everything else. Like, my advice to your listeners, avoid the hospitals at all costs. They are death camps. They want to kill you. End of discussion. We saw it all through COVID. And I'm telling you, go to a frontline doctor. Find one. Get one either online. Find one in your area. Find one that stands for truth and practices medicine based on the Hippocratic Oath. Stop falling for the medicine.
And that's a free market thing. There's so many good doctors and nurses. Find them. In fact, half of them are great. Another third
exactly.
are asleep. It's only 10% that are evil, but they're in exactly. charge. We've got to exit us away from them. What you said about God is so true. To me, prayer is I get messages from God. I open the gate. God gives me messages. But I've literally had the Holy Spirit letting me know you need to now ask for things. And so that's what I'm going to start doing. I think other people get the other way around. You don't ask. You ask God to tell you what to do. And then God at a certain point then says, I want you now to communicate what you want. because I don't know how to quantify it, but it's the affirmation. You have to say what you want before God does it.
Right, but the cool thing about that, Alex, is that God already knows what you need before you even ask for it. He wants you to ask because he wants the love relationship with you. And that's why he says, ask and you shall receive.
No, I agree. And God is so loving. It's so saddening that the evil people don't know how this love is total. Everything is more beautiful. Everything makes sense. Everything is so beautiful and clear with God. It's like, and the evil ones are under bondage. They don't know how amazing God is. They don't know God. Imagine not knowing the Creator. We have a chance to have a relationship. And again, like you said, it's not sexual, but the Bible describes it as the bride and the groom. It is a relationship. And it really is. You're married to God.
That's right. We are the bride of Christ. And he wants that love relationship with us. We have been called friend to Christ. We have been called brothers and sisters of Christ. And Christ is our Savior. And that is all that he wants with us. He wants us to love him and worship him. It's like the two biggest things in our life that we can do.
What is worship? It's love. You love a sunset. You are worshiping it. That's just God's creation. God just wants communion and Congress with us. That's what it is.
Right. We are to love God and enjoy him forever.
Well, what's the quote? Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your... what's the quote?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your body, all your strength. It can go on and on and on. It's absolutely true. And, you know, the hardest thing for me as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, is that God calls us to love our enemies. That's like the hardest freaking thing for me to do at this point in my life.
Michelle, that used to be hard for me, but it's so freeing. When you hate them, it gives them an energetic, their hate. You're actually in Congress with them when you hate them. When you forgive them, they can't stand it. It heaps coals on them, like Christ said.
That's right. And, I know Joe Biden is a worthless president. My opinion, probably a lot of other people's opinions. But you know what? In the Bible, it talks about Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar turned away from God for idolatry. And he was sentenced to 7 years in the field to graze like an animal. His nails grew out. His hair grew long. He was absolutely desolate. And then God brought him back. God brought him back, and he became a leader for the Most High. Is there that opportunity for Joe Biden to be that Nebuchadnezzar? Absolutely. Why? Because God is the one that is in control, and he is the one that puts kings on the throne. So all of your listeners, I encourage you, if you are born-again believers, you need to pray for our current president.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You go from learning to be attacked and handling it and dealing with it until it becomes a pleasure. But as soon as it becomes a pleasure, God reminds you, there are children being tortured and killed right now. So just because you know we're winning doesn't give you some excuse to sit there and feel powerful that you were put in a position to fight this. You are going to be tortured. Are you ready for that? Yes. I accept the mission. I accept it. Good. Now let's attack. Because God is the opposite of a lie. It's His truth. It's constantly telling you, this is wrong, this is right, this is the thing to do, this is going to happen. You understand. You know. It's not in small print. It's big print. They're going to tear your ass apart. They're going to kill your family. You ready for that? Because they're going to get their souls if you don't do it. Yeah, I'm on board with you. Good. Now, you're not ready yet. I'm going to start putting weight on you for a long time to make sure you can take it. And once we've piled a trillion pounds on your ass, then we'll see. And I'm telling you, I have seen the purity and the mastery and the perfection of God. It's perfect. It built everything you see. The sun, the moon, the stars, the fish of the sea, the birds, your children, your wife, your husband, your grandparents, everything. It's God. Light. The light. How beautiful it all is. It's all so perfect. And these rebels rebel against their father that gave birth to them and gave them the seed of infinity. And then the gods of the New World Order are Biden, that deformed pedophile, stumbling around, ruling a pile of crap. You've got to be greatly deceived to serve something like that. You know, I prayed for this after it happened about 4 years ago, constantly. And God said, you can't see too much of it, or you won't want to come back. But I've been to the third heaven. I've been shown paradise, nirvana, whatever you want to call it. I've been taken up. And it is, there aren't words to describe the perfection and the completion and the total 1,000,000,000% perfection. There is no time. There is no space. There is wholeness and goodness. And you have all the knowledge of the universe. Any civilization, any group, gosh, there's been a lot. All these species, all these destroyed worlds, all these reborn worlds, all these other side operations and everything else, and then the chaos gods attacking the main force in our next mission once we're taken up. And that's not to be discussed at this point. And, it's not a cakewalk, folks, because everything is dual. The devil is the tester, is a gremlin, is a joke. The gods of chaos that God allowed to be created to create balance don't want you to worship them and don't want to cut your children's genitals off. They want you dead. And as you notice now, the spirit of Lucifer is being removed and the spirit of chaos is being brought in. The Titans. But we will defeat the Titans because our God, the God of justice and life, is more powerful. So the Satanists that think they're subverting the God of life think it's a sick joke. All they're doing is bringing in the Titans who will destroy them forever. Fear not he who can kill the body, he who can kill the soul. God will continue the soul and give us everlasting life. God values your soul, values your energy, values your consciousness. The Titans want to destroy you. And God could defeat the Titans. We're talking above Satan now. Little secret they don't want you to know. But God allows the Titans to exist because the Titans are the great tester. We are in a Titanus battle right now. And this level is a joke compared to what you're going to see at the next level. And that's the vision I've been given. That's the communication I've been given. We're being prepared for war with the Titans. This is nothing but an incubation, like chickens when they're babies in an incubator. This is a joke. This is Little League. This is peewee football. This is peewee baseball. This is Bush League. But the war against chaos is the real war. The globalists claim they want to bring singularity and unity and freedom, but all they bring is chaos. Lucifer is just their butler. He's their salesman. And he's a joke. The devil is an agent of God to tempt us and to test us because we're given free will. It's not God's fault the devil exists, but that God allowed the devil to exist to test us. So we've released a lot of secrets here today. Melissa in West Virginia, Biden bringing in the surge to wreck the United States. Go ahead.
I first want to say God bless you, Alex. God bless Owen. And God bless the entire InfoWars crew. I'm so grateful to every one of y'all. My question was, I'm the wife of a disabled veteran, been married 23 years now. We have a son that's a U.S. soldier. He pulled a year in Syria over in the oil fields during 2020, attacked by ISIS around the clock. The U.S. government, of course, they kind of left him on their own. My biggest fear is us getting into this, and he's got 5 years in. He's got one more year left, and he's done. And then sending him over there. But my question I wanted to ask is, so for 3 years we've heard the Biden administration. Biden has said it on multiple national speeches. The Democrats are saying it, that the biggest threat to America is white supremacy. We all know that.
Almost non-existent.
It's a complete lie, and all Americans know that, but the people overseas do not. Do you think that the reason they're pounding this so hard is because they knew they were going to let these people come in, and they pounded it in their heads so that they believe that it's true and automatically hate us and want to kill every one of us that's white?
Well, the universities promote all that, and yeah, no, they teach the Islamists we all deserve to die. And again, Biden's given $100 million to the Islamists, $6 billion before that, bringing them in, and then saying we got it's national security, we got to have war. Absolutely. The big thing is the globalists are going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us. That's their next move. So that's what that's all about.
Yeah, but I believe that too. I've been waiting for it, been watching for it. It's going to happen. We all need to be on our guard, stay locked and loaded, protect your family, and pray to God every second of the day, because they're here, and we know they're here, and they hate us. They hate all Christians, and I hate to see all these.
No, exactly. I don't even want to take sides. Israel's not perfect, but the Muslims are incompatible, and they're bringing them in en masse. So it's like, oh, yes. Are you for Israel or for the Muslims? I don't even like what Israel's doing, but I'm not for the Muslims.
I've been trying to educate some of these younger kids in their early 20s. Don't take sides. When you take it, it doesn't matter. They hate you regardless. It doesn't matter. If you're holding a Gaza flag, they're going to slice your head off. They don't care. They hate you regardless.
Well, it's 100% that the left absolutely is in bed with the Islamists, and so is George Soros, because they know it's anti-American. So they're bringing in a time bomb, and when they blow everything up and kill people, they'll take our rights. Remember, you get 9/11, and then we all get our kids grow up at the airport. But the border's wide open. They use it for control. Thank you, Melissa. All right, Marcus, Josh, Stephen, and Dora, I'm going to hit your calls, and then the great Jay Dyer is scheduled to take over today. It's Friday, October 20th. I said I'd do a Saturday show last week, but I had some family stuff come up. Tomorrow I'm coming in. We'll probably go live at like 11 a.m. So I'm going to simulcast with Bannon for an hour. So I'm going to do a few more hours. I really want to do more shows. I had to be out of town some last week to take care of a bunch of stuff and some secret missions. But there's the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., obviously, and all the rest of it. And those are the coordinates of liberty. So tomorrow, look at InfoWars.com as much as you can. Share the links. It's how we overpower the globalists. It's how we overpower their censorship. So we'll be doing some special shows tomorrow with Steve Bannon and a bunch of others. InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.